You're listening to Business Banter Podcast live from wherever Conrad's yerba mate addiction takes us to. The only show with truly unfiltered behind-the-scenes business talk. You're here, my dear listener, as an entrepreneur who's craving knowledge and advice. But whichever way you go, you either fall asleep or your bullshit detector goes off. Besides raw business talk and interviews with experts, you can expect us to spice things up a bit and throw in a touch of banter into the podcasting blender. Real everyman's talk on topics ranging from China taking over the world to how can I replace coffee in my diet? You probably know the answer to that one. Be warned, no political correctness in this house. Enjoy the ride.
So have you guys ever heard of the word solitude? The first time I heard it, I thought it's some philosophical term that has some unknown meaning to me, but just sounds fancy. But solitude, for those even who know the word, is actually something completely different than you might think. So hey, this is Conrad Yerba Mate Addict here, and in today's video, I'm going to outline the fundamentals of what solitude is. Then I'm going to go into what makes this essential, and then lastly I'm gonna go into how to do it and how I do it in my own life. So solitude basically is not, you know, what you might think, which is, you know, sitting in some dark room locked away from the world, away from anyone. Actually, what solitude is basically freedom, so being free from input from other minds. So basically not reading anything, not listening to anything. Best if you also don't see anything, so you don't have so much input, also visual input. It's not reading anything. Yeah, so it's not basically, it's not getting insights from anywhere. And it's crazy, but somehow through, you know, through our evolution now with technology and smartphones and all that jazz, we've completely removed the feeling of boredom and solitude, because in instant access you are always able to find some new info, to get some new, you know, dopamine hit, to find new, you know, information, to read something, to see something, to watch new photo, to comment, to chat. You're always able to do that. And the problem is that solitude is something that's so being alone with yourself and with your thoughts, it's really necessary for us, for our brains. It's because it's the only time where our brain is able to finally like process everything, is able to slow down. That's one thing. So it's slowing down, and this is where our brain recovers. One of the ways is also sleep, obviously one of the biggest ways. But it cannot be the only one, because it's not enough time. You have to implement it more, and in the past people were able to do that for the simple reason that, you know, they a lot of times didn't have other choice. Like you couldn't fill your life with always something, so when you would be walking, you would be walking. If you were, you know, going to your garden, you would be, you know, just in your garden, maybe with your dog. But there were a lot more places where you would just have, you know, accidental solitude. Like you wouldn't have to force it. And right now, because the way, you know, things are around us, this, you know, the environment is around us, you actually have to kind of force it into your life in order to be the most kind of productive and in the best version of yourself, because a lack of solitude is basically one of the also main reasons for like anxiety and racing mind and the addiction to like the dopamine addiction to always doing something on your phone, to always checking news for problem with sleep. Is because we don't have enough time in the day to kind of slow down and process everything that we've learned, that we saw, that we heard, and to slow down, to let our brain rest and then be able to function on the highest speed when necessary. So our brain right now is just kind of always on the, not maximum, but it's always on like this, you know, 70%, it's always like there. And the key is to basically like with anything, like when you go to the gym, you go, you train hard, and then you rest hard. So the same is with your brain, if you care about it, if you do any sort of creative work. But even if you don't, you wanna, in my opinion, care about this, because it's also heavily affects your mental health. So basically, you know, one of the big ways to introduce solitude and to help with this is introducing some form of analog into your life. Things like, for example, writing in a notebook with pen, or reading a paper book. I mean, that's not entirely solitude, as if you are reading, that's also input from other minds. But that's like the first step, in my opinion, to solitude, is to introducing some analog things, like, I don't know, play a guitar, go for a walk, you know, things like that. My favorite ways of introducing solitude, that's something that you can definitely take away from me and implement some of that stuff gradually into your life. A lot of what I'm talking about, it's not about making these drastic changes into your life and suddenly, you know, like completely 180 your life. Actually, the key is to add this like small little tweaks, small little habits that you can sustain over time, that you can do every day, almost every day. And one of my favorite ways where you can, like, for example, force yourself into solitude and just being with yourself and being able to process that is process information and just think about things and let your thoughts come up, is for example sauna. Like, you go into sauna, and one thing, it like really is good for your health, for cardiovascular, so you're for heart health. Another one is also a good training, but one of my also big reasons why I love it is like it kind of forces you to be there with yourself, unless you would go with other people, but still talking there is kind of hard, because to stay in there long enough, you gotta kind of focus on your breath, and you can't take your phone with you. So sauna, for example, is one of my favorite ways to really unplug and just be there and do like a few sessions, and you have like 4 to 5 to an hour of your time just there. A lot of people get that from, and you can see from them that it really helps them. It's a lot of people get them from the gym. They just go there and they just kind of like, they are just all there to themselves, and they are able to just focus on the training, and in the breaks, they're just there with themselves. But now a lot of people not even get that there, because they, in the breaks, they just check their phone and stuff like that. So I just recommend, for example, when you go to your gym training, just don't bring their phone with you. Just leave it in the locker. Sauna, that's a big one. If you have in the gym or somewhere, sauna is a big one. I like to do also morning walks. And, you know, you can do sometimes with audiobook, but then it's not, doesn't give that benefit we're talking about. But then you can, once you get in the habit of just doing the morning walks, you can just not take anything with you. Again, just go for like 20 minutes walk in the morning. It's like, look at nature, think, and you're gonna see how easy it is and how simple. And a lot of times we're looking for some amazing trick and idea, but a lot of those things that have the most impact are actually very simple, but you just need to do them kind of, you just have to have them as a habit. And you know, for example, solitude, a lot of people also think like when you say solitude, they think like, hey, meditation, you gotta sit there and think. And that's true. Like, meditation is one of the ways to get to that state of just no input from some minds. And some people love it. But in my opinion, meditation has like this stigma a little bit still. It's a bit overhyped. And then I think it's also it's a lot harder to start with and stick with. So I think meditation is one of the tools you can use, you know, just for example, in the morning, sit for like 15 minutes or 10 minutes or whatever you can do. But I would say it's a lot better and easier, to establish that habit of solitude and introducing to your life to first like do some activities that bring solitude with it, but you don't do them for just that reason. And they also kind of force you to do that, to be alone with yourself, like sauna, for example, or going for a walk without the phone. But meditation is one of the ways to later get into it. If you can't, for example, do those other things, it's very simple to sit down and think, not think, just sit down with yourself in the morning, or, you know, at other part of the day. Well, another one is, for example, for me also is playing some, for example, acoustic music and cooking. Because acoustic music, I think, doesn't really, there's no words and stuff, so it's a lot less distracting. It just kind of at least puts me in some kind of a flow. And then cooking lets me really focus on like being here and there. So that also brings me in that state of kind of being alone with myself. So if you like cooking, that's good, but you can also do like just play some acoustic music and just hang around and clean your house. Again, it doesn't have to be just like sitting alone in a dark room. It's just being free from some sensory inputs or inputs from other brains. I also think journaling really helps. So for example, if you don't want to meditate, you can just instead also sit down and lay down, and you know, instead of just trying to not think and focus on your breath, you can just download your thoughts on your notepad or whatever. But again, please use like the paper stuff so you don't get, you know, distracted. You are not using the digital screen. So that's what I was saying about analog. If you start the habit of doing things in the like your notebook, pen and paper, you can also get solitude from that. Just sit down in the morning, plan your day, stuff like that. You're also just alone with yourself and there's no way for you to get distracted. So say journaling is a really big one. Short naps during the day. Because nap, when you do like 20 minutes to half an hour nap, you don't really fall asleep, only maybe for a little bit, but it's like a very shallow sleep. And it's mostly just you lying there and trying to just kind of calm down and kind of wind down. And then you usually like think about things and it forces you to process all the information, but also kind of relax. So the big benefit of nap is like 20 minute nap is that, yeah, it gives you more energy, but I would say it kind of gives you this also a bit of time of this solitude while also having other benefits. So I like these things that are kind of complementary, as you can see. So this is good. I would say right now I've started also learning to play guitar. Guitar can also be kind of in that realm where you're just kind of analog, because it's an instrument, you're really focusing on that, you don't have any other info, you know, nothing's getting to you and just sitting there alone with it. It doesn't have to be any of those in particular that I outlined, but you can see the pattern of what those activities involve. What are the easiest at the beginning are those that force you into some certain, you know, states. So maybe like, I don't know, jacuzzi for you, because you have a jacuzzi and you can't bring a phone with you unless you wanted to have a fast way to buying a new phone and dumping it into water. So these are just like some of my ideas. If you have some different ideas of you are introducing solitude into your life differently, please let me know in the comments. Also, maybe, you know, you've been doing something, but you didn't even know that it's solitude. I think for a lot of people, it's like that. They're doing certain things in their life, and consciously they are doing it for that reason, to get some alone time. But I think a lot of times consciously we are not even aware that we are doing it for that, and that's something that's basically like necessary in our life. And when it comes up for me, for example, is when I'm missing it. And then I'm feeling like there's something wrong with me. And then you can kind of look at yourself. For once you become some self-aware, you can find the reason for it. For example, that, you know, it could be that you just don't have enough alone time to process information. You're always doing something, or you're always on your phone, and you're always working, and you're always reading, doing this, and you get into this loop of like, hey, I want, I don't know, like for example, self-development. I always have to be constantly learning. And there's a point where it's good, but there's a point where it's kind of working against you, because you don't have that balancing act of just being able to wind down and process things and not getting stimulated. So if you found this helpful and you like videos like that, please make sure to subscribe. And again, thanks a lot for sticking with me. And I will see you next episode. See ya.
You've been listening to the Business Banter Podcast. If your immediate reaction after listening to this episode is either, fuck, that was some great advice, can't wait for more, where do I sign up? Or, Man, I had the same idea in mind, but I assumed it's just me being weird. Thank you for sharing. Or, this bastard hurt my feelings, offended my delicate soul, and should be banned from the internet. Then, it means we're on the right track, doing God's work. In that case, please like, subscribe, and do whatever is allowed by technology to support this show. Make sure to also bookmark the podcast page, business-banter.com. If you'd like to voice your opinion, ask a question, or just want to connect, shoot us an email at conrad@killercoldemail.com. Until next time, my friend, stay vigilant.